Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon, and coach. Your team comes into game two against this Ohio State Buckeyes with a five-game unbeaten streak. What's been the key to you guys getting that many wins and not giving up any losses?
Well, kind of like we talked about yesterday, combination, number varies. Certainly goaltending's been really good. You know, combination of capitalizing on opportunities, being solid defensively. You know, up until last night, I thought we'd done a real good job of kind of limiting teams' chances, but Ohio State certainly had us on our heels for you know, pretty good stretches of last night's game and, you know, put up over 40 shots. So that's an area we certainly need to get better at tonight. You know, we want to manage the puck a little better and certainly try to play in their end as much as we can.
There were three different lead changes last night. Of course, they scored first. Your team battled back for a 2-1 lead going into the second. What does your team need to do to hang on to those leads?
Well, obviously, you know, we certainly like to, once you get them, you like to keep them. But, you know, you have opponents, and they're certainly doing everything they can to get pucks in the net. So, you know, last night was, I don't want to say defensive breakdowns, but we two of the goals they scored were the direct results of lost faceoffs in our end. And, that, you know, that's certainly an area that you know, you can get better at. We've talked to our centers, if you're losing draws, you got to, instead of trying to win, you just got to tie up your opponent. And what hurts is when you lose them clean. And both the first and the second goal were the result of losing draws and then breakdowns and coverage. And again, Ohio State's got some talented players, and you give them opportunities, they're going to capitalize. So, you know, the third goal was, again, just, you know, I think Dietz would have played it different if she could do it over again. But, you know, that's hockey.
He had three different goal scorers last night. Mac Lange was the only player that had 2 points on the night, two assists. Paige Beebe was set up nicely by Claire DeGeorge. And then Sylvia's first career goal, which was impressive because that one was one that was shot toward the net by Mac Lange. And she's been playing very well for your team considering she's a freshman, but you knew coming into the season that she was bringing a lot of talent, didn't you?
Oh, no question. You know, Mac's a very, very good player. She's very passionate about the game. She works extremely hard all the time. And anytime the players are given a day off, she still comes and she's on the ice working on things. So she's been very, very impressive. You know, through the 13 games now, you know, you certainly don't think she's a freshman just with the maturity that she plays with. So extremely fortunate she's here, and we're happy with how she's playing.
Then you get a shorthanded goal from Haley Mack. Your penalty kill this season has been spectacular. I know in the last five games, you guys have been perfect, 15 for 15. What has been the key to that success that your penalty kill's had?
Well, your best penalty killer is always your goalie. So, that, you know, you start with that. But, again, they work hard on it. They take pride in it. You know, it's one of those situations where you want to try to outwork the power play. And, you know, certainly Ohio State presents a challenge because, again, they five very talented players, and they've got some really, really strong people at the point. You know, Jincy Dunn and Danny Sadek and, you know, the Boyle player, they're all good players, and they move that puck around quickly, and that's just on the back end. They've got some really, really good forwards. So, again, it's just staying in lanes, good sticks, and obviously you saw Riley Fossey last night block three or four in a row. I mean, that's, you know, that's the kind of commitment and passion those penalty killers have, and it just kind of, everybody on the bench sees that, and we definitely get a lift from our penalty kill and have been through these last five games.
I know your team as a whole had 22 block shots last night, and obviously that helped Erin Dieters. But her three big saves came in the overtime, obviously forcing the shootout. But how big was it for her to shut out every single one of those six Ohio State shooters in that extra shootout?
Well, that was key. I mean, obviously, you know, for her to go 6 for 6 was doggone impressive. And you know, every time, you know, after our third shooter went, that was the game on the line every time she had to face an Ohio State player. So, you know, for her, you know, that just kind of increases the pressure level on the goalie. So really, really impressed with how she battled back, especially the third period in the overtime and then the shootout. I thought that's when she was at her best and made some really big saves for us.
I know the goal won't count for Lydia Passholt, but she got that shootout winning goal. For a freshman, how much confidence do you think that'll give her going into today?
Oh, hopefully a lot. Yeah, hopefully a lot. Lydia can score. And we've said that, you know, and she just, you get her on that net and there's a loose puck, she has a chance. Like she just missed on a power play last night. Haley threw it over on a backhand, and even from the, you know, she's a right-handed shot over on that left side. And for even from the angle that she got to that puck at, she almost got it past her goalie. So, It'd be great to see her score in regulation tonight, but you know, obviously she feels good after getting that that game winner in the shootout.
Another one of your rookies that has showed some confidence on the ice is Paige Beebe. Since she scored against the Bulldogs that night, she has had some really good looks, and of course another goal last night. How important is it for your rookies to get scoring here early in the season?
Well, it's great for them. Certainly great for the team. And Paige has been playing extremely well, so it's kind of nice to see her get rewarded, because she's been one of our best forwards, you know, these last 5-6 games. You know, we knew she was a good player coming in, and we felt that she was, her game was definitely would transition to the WCHA quickly, just because she's big and strong and fast, and she's hard on pucks. And obviously, playing with Claire and Emma has helped, but she's been a great addition to that line, and hopefully it'll keep going, because she's playing extremely well.
I had a chance to visit with both Sylvia Meralt last night for my pregame profile today, and also Emma Terrace as she was leaving the rink last night, and both players, again, talking about this freshman class and the chemistry of this team. And even Sylvia said she thought when she came here, the chemistry was great. Now 3 years in, and she still says, I've never seen anything like it. From me, as I'm as close to this team as anyone traveling with you guys, I've noticed how much chemistry, no drama. For you as a coach, you got to be happy with how your team has connected with each other.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the credit goes to them. The credit goes to every one of those players in the locker room, because you know, we can you know, preach culture, and we can ask them to provide leadership and work hard and be great teammates, but they're the ones that have to do it. It's their locker room, and you know, I give certainly all the, you know, the most of the credit goes to the senior class, because again, seniors are the ones that are gonna set the tone in the locker room, so to speak, and so it goes from there. We just have 25 just wonderful young women in this program. They're all really good people, and they get along extremely well, and certainly makes our job easy in terms of being around them every day. But again, all the credit goes to them for the culture that's in this program.
Back to tonight's game. 3 points on the line. What's it going to take to get a win here tonight?
We got to go out. We just got to go out. We got to outwork and outcompete them. That's the bottom line. We know how we have to play. You know, to a player, they know that we did not play our best last night. We were gritty and got through it. But we know we can be better, and that's what we're going to try to do tonight.
Good luck. We'll talk to you in the post game.
Thanks, Kelly.